from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Interesting story. Some of you might have seen this. Involving Kentucky and name, image, likeness. And this is not under the category of, oh my God, can't believe they're paying people. No, no, no. This is on the up and up. But it's an interesting story. And it involves the 615, Nashville. If you don't know, Kentucky has a lot of basketball fans down in Middle Tennessee. Not necessarily the football program, but basketball fans. It's interesting. It's an interesting dynamic. Obviously, you've got Tennessee fans in the state right here in the Nashville area. You've got some Vanderbilt fans. And then you go west, and it's more splintered up because you got Memphis. You have some Tennessee fans down there. You have lots of Ole Miss fans down there. You got Alabama fans down there. Some Arkansas fans down there. It's a splintered up city once you get down west. But anyways, right here in the 615, there is a guy, and I don't know him, first I've ever heard of this, by the name of Nate Burns. And he has a collectibles store, and he's a big Kentucky fan, and he has helped with name, image, likeness in the past. Apparently, he had a really good deal for Will Levis. And Levis, ironically, is now with the Titans. But he helped put together a package, I believe a six-figure package for Will Levis. About a year ago, after Kentucky is eliminated by Kansas State, and a few weeks go by, and whatever the timeline was, there were rumors about Antonio Reeves, who's the best natural scorer on that team, and he's a veteran. He's been around a while, transferred over from, was it Illinois State? Anyways, and Reeves, I think, scrubbed Kentucky from his Twitter and went silent, and there were lots of rumors. Maybe he turns pro. Maybe he transfers somewhere else. Maybe this, maybe that. And this Nate Burns was talking about this. He called Kentucky Sports Radio. So he's on the air talking to them about this. And he said, this time last year, I was worried about Reeves leaving, and I thought I would put together a package to maybe help that. I had a $100,000 package for Antonio Reeves. And I didn't know how to get hold of him, so I called Kentucky, and eventually I got an assistant on the line, a basketball assistant. I told him what I had, $100,000 deal for Reeves. And the assistant said, and by the way, Nate Burns said, for Kentucky basketball, it's totally different. Everything goes through Cal, meaning all offers and transactions and what have you, it all's got to go through Cal. Can't be done outside of him. The assistant tells me this, but he says, I think Cal will like this. He goes, we hung up, and he goes, of course, I never heard back. And he says weeks went by, and finally it's announced that Reeves is coming back. He goes, now, I never talked to anybody else. Nobody ever got back to me. Not a coach, not Reeves, nobody. He just figured he's coming back. Whatever he got, he's happy with, and maybe he didn't like my offer. Maybe it wasn't enough. I just figured he turned it down. He said, during this season, he gets a call from an agent who's with Reeves and his dad, Reeves' dad, wanting to know if I had anything to help them with. Do I have anything? And he was shocked. He said, they just want to know if they can get something. And he was, I'm confused. I had a $100,000 deal. They were never told about the deal, according to Nate Burns. They had no idea. No idea that he had a $100,000 deal last spring for Antonio Reeves. Nobody said a word to him about it, which is a little bit confusing. If you're Kentucky, why would you not relay that to Antonio Reeves? I don't know all the particulars and the behind-the-scenes ins and outs. I don't know. There's probably a lot to this story that I am not aware of. But this Nate Burns guy who's on Kentucky Sports Radio telling this story said, I'm shocked. They had no idea. And now they're asking apparently for a lot less. They just want something. And he said, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but it's a little bit strange that something that's good, a guy who loves Kentucky, apparently he's got money, sitting down here in the 615 wanting to help, which is very important, and the word never even getting to Reeves. Nate Burns went on to say, and he wouldn't name the player, but he said, there's a young player at Kentucky that I've got a $1 million deal for. No deal's done yet. I assume it's one of the freshmen who may turn pro. And again, I don't know if that's enough money for those guys. If Dillingham and Shepard are going to go as high as these projections are, that wouldn't be enough money. But he said, I've got a $1 million deal. I cannot tell you the player's name that's in place for a, I believe it wasn't an incoming recruit. Maybe it is. But I've got a $1 million deal that I can provide one of these players, unnamed player on the Kentucky team. And again, this is not me sitting here going, oh my God, we've uncovered this nefarious money situation. No, it's this guy's a booster and he likes Kentucky and he wants to help. That's all on the up and up these days. That's not. Or at least is treated as up and up. So this guy called himself. I mean, he called and gave this information up. And again, I don't know the sports collectibles place. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know anything about it. It was an audio clip. I heard it after the fact, but it was an audio clip, and there you have it. Now that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know how many of you know that. Even folks that are living around here, but Kentucky has a pretty large group of Kentucky basketball fans right here in Middle Tennessee in the 615. They do. It's bigger than you may think. And that goes back. Kentucky basketball is kind of like the Yankees of baseball. Now, again, I'm not comparing them, but when it comes to cult following, kind of like Alabama football, there's a lot of people who adopt Alabama football who have never been to Tuscaloosa in their lives. Maybe never even been to Alabama in their lives. The same thing happens to a certain extent with Kentucky basketball, to a certain extent. Jared Curtis over the weekend committed to Georgia. You realize it's Tuesday in hour three, and I haven't mentioned that yet. From the 615, ranked, and I'm looking at 24/7. It depends on who you ask. 24/7 has him ranked the top player in America, any position, for the class of 26. So he's a rising junior. He's finishing his sophomore season right now. Jared Curtis, who is a big, I mean, well-built young guy, 6'4", 225, committed to Georgia. And that was considered either Georgia or Ohio State. And Ohio State getting the say-in kid, even though there's two-year separation there. I don't know if that mattered or not. But he committed, and I need to pull it up, but I saw where he got a name, image, likeness deal. And Tennessee is one of the states, and I don't know what the number is up to now, but various states across America have it legal, Tennessee is one of them, where high school players can take advantage of, quote, name, image, likeness. And I didn't get the specifics, but I saw somewhere where he got a name, image, likeness deal. If you ever come to town, you got to go over to the Bellevue area to watch him. If he stays at Nashville Christian, he goes to Nashville Christian Academy, which is in Bellevue, basically, or West Nashville, however you want to describe it, right off Interstate 40. Either heading out to Memphis or into Nashville is where it's at. Here's the story. This is on 3. Jared Curtis committed to Georgia, and then on Monday, Leaf Trading Cards, L-E-A-F, Trading Cards announced it's releasing a trading card featuring Curtis. The 2024 Leaf Metal Next Gen Jared Curtis autograph card is available to pre-order on the company's website for $79.99. The card ships in 3 to 4 weeks after April 4th, Leaf's website says. Because Curtis plays high school ball in Tennessee, he can partake in NIL activities without losing any eligibility. The TSSAA, which is the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association, is one of the 35 local athletic organizations across the country that allows NIL deals for its high school student athletes. Is that what that? Would that be 35 states? It didn't say 35 states. It said local athletic organizations across the country. I think that would be 35 states. This station, WNSR, does high school ball. One of the first games they did was his freshman year. And they were impressed from the beginning. All right, we'll take the break.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash over here involving a couple of cars on 65 northbound on that Cumberland River Bridge. It's got traffic pretty slow now on 65 northbound there as you come past Rosa Parks Metro Center. Again, it's got traffic just crawling along up through there as TDOT tries to move it. Still a lot of volume up through Antioch on 24 westbound as you come past Briley. Still some volume also over here in Hermitage. Donaldson on 40 west trying to get past B&A Airport. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
And now Comstock & Sons Construction is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Comstock & Sons Construction. For all your residential remodeling needs, give the pros a call today and ask about their military and senior discounts. 931-703-5623. 931-703-5623. That's Comstock & Sons Construction. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Jeff, too. On Twitter this morning, checking in, says, Bill, I think that baby Kiff should stay at Ole Miss. Well, I mean, right now, I think he's very happy there. He said if he stayed at Oxford for another 20 years, they'd have a statue made of him and possibly rename the stadium Vaught Hemingway to Lane Kiffin Field. He's a fool to go anywhere else. In this environment, he's got it good. Now, here's the one item. And I think he's matured a lot through the years, and he's done a very good job. It's difficult for a program that's not known for winning big. Now, Ole Miss has been a decent, at times pretty good, football program for a long time. Johnny Vaught, they were national. They were a national power. But Johnny's last years were early 70s. He came back one year when they fired Terry Kincaid. Or Kennard, Terry Kennard, I believe, was the coach. This is 71 or something, and he came back out of retirement for 1 year. But 50s, 60s, that was the heyday for Johnny Vaught. It's hard to live up to extreme hype that I endorse. okay? This is the best Ole Miss roster that I've witnessed in my lifetime. This is absolutely a playoff team, maybe even better than just a playoff participant. They could be a team that wins a couple of games in the postseason, in the playoffs. That's how good their personnel is. Now, are they going to be able to live up to that overwhelming hype? It's hard. History has a way of correcting these type things. The football gods don't like you to rise up, grab a big share, and then maintain it. It's not allowed much. If you go back through history, how many programs have you seen rise up that historically aren't good enough? Not only rise up, but then maintain it. It's a very tiny list. It just doesn't happen. Now, again, I'm not making a judgment on Ole Miss because I've told you what I think about their roster. Their roster is the most attractive that I can recall them having. I don't even think it's close. It's still hard. They also have a fortuitous, now it's tough, but a fortuitous schedule the way it lands, and they get Georgia at home. Don't got to go to Athens. Now, they'd be an underdog against Georgia wherever they played, but I'd rather play them at Vaught Hemingway than Athens. I think that's pretty obvious stuff. Hoptown boy, big Kentucky fan. Bill, did you see this? It's DeMarcus Cousins and Rajon Rondo debating about what to do with Coach Cal. And Cousins is for keeping him, and Rondo wants him gone. Now, I can't play this because they dropped some F-bombs and other things in there. I can't send this clip to Patton and say, hey, Patton, play this F-bomb-laced audio clip. I don't think so. But it is, yeah. I had not seen that before. I had not seen that before. Yeah, Kentucky, today could be a come-to-Jesus day up there with Coach Cal. I could be 100% misguided here. I think they're going to bring him back, but we'll see. That is a guess based on what I think they're going to do. Let me pose this question. Kentucky is arguably the top basketball brand in college. Now, again, if you're a Duke fan, you may take them. If you're a North Carolina fan, if you're a Kansas fan, you may want to debate that. But arguably, Kentucky is the biggest basketball brand in America, college basketball brand. That job is also a brutal existence. Very few people are cut out. Look at what that job did to Billy Clyde. Now you could say, well, Billy Clyde had some issues coming in probably too. What about what that job did to Eddie Sutton? Now again, did Eddie have some problems going in? Yeah, but Eddie was also a big winner, and Billy Clyde had won every step of the way. Now, again, it's a job, pays a lot, but the pressure is – let me suggest there's probably no college job, football, basketball, any sport, where there's more pressure than Kentucky basketball. Bill, if there's so much pressure, how come they haven't run Calipari before? Well, he won Natties and he was getting to Final Fours. This stopped around 2020. Now, we didn't have a season. Well, we didn't get past the beginning of the league tournaments in 2020. But basically, since 19, they've done nothing. We're going on 5 years. Not by Kentucky standards. The question is, who are you going to go get? Now, let me repeat. That is a epic level job. Right at the top of any college sports job you could get. That's right at the top. Any sport. But it comes with a lot of pressure. So who would you go get? Somebody said they would call Jay Wright. Jay Wright, who won Natties at Villanova, whose broadcasting down was very... I'm a huge fan of Jay Wright's. Jay Wright's not taking that up. Jay Wright turned that job down when he was at Villanova. Previously. They went after Jay Wright. I don't remember which time it was, but they've approached him before when he was coaching, and he turned it down to stay at Villanova. He's out of coaching now because of the environment. He said it. I don't want to be in this environment. I do not want to be in this. College basketball is sleazy enough, but now that you have name, image, likeness, or whatever we're calling it, paying to play is what it is, he don't want anything to do with it. He got out a couple of years ago, and he's happy. So he's not going to quit what he's doing to take on Kentucky. Of all the things he got out for, he's not coming back to that. Oh, my God. Come back to Kentucky and win big or die and the recruiting rankings and all that? Wow. I don't think so. I don't see that happening. Perry Mason. Bill, if I told you that one coach was 8-13 and one was 11-14 in their first 2 years as the coach at their school. Also, one coach in the ACC and the other in the SEC. Would you temper your comments a little bit? No, because Billy Napier is in a brutal place. Meaning league. The pathway that Coach Norvell has at Florida State is much more negotiable inside that league, as long as they're going to be in that league, which is iffy, as we know, than what Billy Napier's up against. That comparison is apples and oranges. Speaking of Perry Mason's in the Orange Grove business, he would know about that. That's his world. He would know that world 100 times better than me. But, and again, I don't have an emotional investment in whether Billy Napier wins or doesn't win. It's not part of my emotions. None of that is. It's me using what I think is phenomenal historical perspective on likely outcomes. And I'll tell you this, if Billy Napier pulls Florida out of this, I'll be the first one to tell you, hey, man, congratulations. Absolutely congratulations that he got this done. I will. I would have no problem with that at all. Yeah, at all. I don't know if you guys have looked at this, but there is a stock out there that changed symbols overnight. Yeah, changed symbols overnight. And it was DWAC. Now, I'm trying to be careful here because it changed to DJT overnight. So, just playing around, I bought options on it. Yeah, just playing around a little bit. I bought options on it yesterday, and we'll see what happens. But it's been going nuclear. this morning. Now, it's going to be volatile. That is not advice. I'm not trying to tell you guys what to do or how to go about your business, anything like that. I am not. Yeah, I'm not trying to tell you that, but it is interesting, and it's flying this morning. Now, again, I would say a lot of the haters out there, and I'm not going to be specific, will try and short the heck out of this, and they may short it into oblivion. That could easily happen. Topwater Assassin talking about Cosby Cattleman. He said, guys, I actually like Cosby Cattleman even when he dogged Dabo. Yeah, he would dog Dabo. He'd get after Dabo. No question. He goes, even then, I appreciated Cosby Cattleman. Yeah, I have not heard from him. I will hear from time to time one of you guys say I was listening. Now, that Kentucky show we were just talking about, I think he's called that a couple times. He calls down to Gainesville. He calls some West Coast shows, too. I know that. But he's eliminated us, I do believe, the Cosby Cattleman. I heard from him some after it all went down, and we talked a couple times by email, but that was about it. That was about it. Clay right here in the 615 says that Bill, that collectibles store that is run by the guy, Nate Burns, who called the Kentucky show to talk about his experience. He goes, I know him. He's a big Kentucky fan. His store is in the borough. See, these are all things I did not know. Yeah, these are all items I had no idea about at all. Yeah, I couldn't tell you. But nonetheless, I found that interesting. Why would they not, if indeed this is true, why would Kentucky not advance that information to, if you've got to go through Coach Cal, there is a guy that has paid Will Levis, loves getting involved with Kentucky players through this new era of name, image, likeness, wink, 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 has a six-figure deal for Reeves, and the message allegedly never gets there. Ironically, as the basketball season got into play, somewhere during the season, he gets a call from an agent who says, I'm with Reeves and his dad, and they're wanting to know, do you have anything? Just something small. They didn't even know, according to this guy, did not even know that he tried to get to them with a $100,000 deal prior. Apparently had no earthly idea about that. That's weird. I don't know what the point is, but it's weird. Why would Kentucky not want that information getting, if indeed that's true, to Antonio Reeves? I don't think everybody is getting treated like that. I'm sure Reed Shepard's being taken care of. Dillingham. You think Wagner came cheap? What about Bradshaw? All right, we'll get to break. Coming right back. Happy Tuesday, y'all. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a bit busy on 65 North up by Metro Center there at Rosa Parks on an earlier crash we had there on the Cumberland River Bridge. Still a lot of volume trying to get up through South Nashville right now on 65 North here at Armory all the way up to Wedgwood. All that traffic flow still coming out of Brentwood, Franklin towards Nashville. Same thing there on 24. That remains heavy in through the Antioch area on 24 West. Again, a lot of traffic still coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging Rigging Services right here in Middle Tennessee. Yes, it's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, I'm Jeff Fisher. Guess what? The Cats are back. The Nashville Cats will be returning to the Municipal Auditorium on April 27th in the season opener against the Minnesota Myth. There will be 5 total games played at Municipal Auditorium, with 1 additional game played up in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena on Armed Forces Day on Saturday, May 18th. For player or dance team tryouts or tickets, log on to thenashvillecats.com.
JB and the Generals.
You know, I'll do my Stugatz weekend observations. Stugatz, yep. From the Dan Le Batard show. Patton, beep. One thing is sure. Beep. Actually, beep. 2 things are sure. Beep. Tennessee is going to the Final Four. Beep. And the Nashville Predators, beep, are winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Beep. Those are my 2 observations. How about that?
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
D-Rad here on the 615. Bill, you mentioned Ole Miss from the 60s. I used to work for Sam Owen, and he talked about them all the time. How good were they? You know what? That would have been before my time. And I wasn't real cognizant of college football at the time, in the 60s. Johnny Vaught was legendary. He was, and I'm not saying he had the success, but he's their Bear Bryant. I met him one time in Tunica. When I was down there to go to a coaching clinic that Nick Saban was speaking at. That is the truth. I'm looking through here. He first got the job, and I pulled up his wiki page. He got the job in 1947. And he had some phenomenal teams. His 59 team went 10-1. His 60 team went 10-0-1. His 62 team went 10-0. He retired in 70. They hired Billy, I believe it was Billy Kennard, and in 2 years they fired him. And Vaught came back for 1 year and won 5 games. But He is, there's not a bigger legendary football name other than Manning at Ole Miss. They claim three national championships, 59, 60, and 62 under Johnny Vaught. Six SEC titles, 47, 54, 55, 60, 62, and 63. Incredible. And he died in 06, and he was 96 years old. And I had a lot of people tell me stories, just legendary stories about him. But I didn't know much otherwise. But I couldn't tell you really anything about it. Like, personally, those teams. I didn't pick it up until really probably Steve Sloan. Maybe a little bit before Steve Sloan. That's when I picked it up. Jim and Jupiter says, Bill, every team will have players that transfer during or after spring football. It's just the way it is. So your roster may look full, but it will open up. Coaches will have some come-to-Jesus talks with players that don't fit in the plans, and those players will transfer. Yeah, we were talking with Dave. Dave said right now we're full up, but that might not be the case here in a couple of weeks. Because tough decisions go both ways. It may be the player leaving you, and you wish they wouldn't leave, but they're leaving. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's dissatisfaction with the depth chart. But the other side of that conversation is, having a come-to-Jesus meeting, as Jim just talked about with a player, when the conversation is, I don't think you fit in here when we perceive the future. I don't think you're going to get playing time. I think you'd be better off moving on. Those conversations work both ways. And if you've got 85 right now, that's the one number that can't be breached. You can't do fuzzy math, really, with the 85. I've had it brought to my attention here last couple of years. Bill, do you think they'll move that number? They may. I don't know if there's any push to move that 85 number up to 95, or somebody suggested 105 with the advancement of the playoff numbers. But I don't know that there is a real push at the moment to do that. I wouldn't be surprised if someday in the future, as long as you comply with the federal Title IX laws, doesn't really matter what the number is. That's just a NCAA agreed upon number. It doesn't have to be that number. It doesn't need to be any fewer, I wouldn't think. Now, tell that to baseball. Baseball shares 11.6 scholarships. Technically, when you go watch your college baseball team player, let's say you watch them on ESPN Plus. Most of you probably do that. Now, there's all kinds of side scholarships you can get. But technically, as far as athletic department scholarships, that whole group of guys out there, you see, in some form or fashion, are splitting up 11.6. And there's usually, what, on a college baseball roster, isn't there usually 30? 35. Now, I don't know. What's the number of dressable players in a college baseball game? Is that league by league, or is that an NCAA overall rule? Somebody help me with that. Because there's not 30 people in the dugout, I wouldn't think. I don't know what the number is there, but they have to piece together 11.6. Now, the rule also includes you cannot have somebody that's on scholarship getting less than 25%. I believe that's a built-in rule. So if you're on scholarship in baseball, you're getting at least 25%. But they're pieced up. Now, maybe if you're a superstar, maybe you're getting a deal, or maybe name, image, likeness can come in and help save the day, right? But like JC was telling us, and JC has some clients on the baseball team in South Carolina, they're not getting. Baseball players, name, image, likeness, might be getting a few $100. Clay says 35 total. And then, and what, 25 when you're playing inside the league? Is it 25 in intra-league in the SEC? I believe that's what he was telling me. Yeah, I did not know what that number was. Was not aware of that. Got to get one more break here on this Tuesday edition. Tomorrow, Blake Ruffino checks in with us from down in the boot. Also, Brett Ciancia with Pick 6 previews. Had a few people say, Bill, what about Rusty? Well, we just had on Griff. Well, Bill, but Rusty, Bill, come on. Come on, Bill. All right, I'll think about it. I'll look into it for you. I hear you. Omni Nashville Hotel Friday.
Good morning. Still a bit busy on 65 North up by Metro Center there at Rosa Parks on an earlier crash we had there on the Cumberland River Bridge. Still a lot of volume trying to get up through South Nashville right now on 65 North here at Armory all the way up to Wedgwood. All that traffic flow still coming out of Brentwood, Franklin towards Nashville. Same thing there on 24. That remains heavy in through the Antioch area on 24 West. Again, a lot of traffic still coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Yes, it's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding listeners that every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. Giving equals living, so please consider donating blood today. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
It's a Bill King Show.
This Nick Saban topic is so interesting. I was thinking about the future. The new teams that the SEC and the B1G are bringing in and the Big 12. The 12-team playoff. The lawlessness. The constant change. But now we enter the next playing portion without Nick Saban.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bill King is the motherfucker.
12th data point of college football.
Just a little story for you. DWAC, D-W-A-C, changed overnight to D-J-T. Orange Man, yes, his initials. I bought the options when the price yesterday was $49. It opened this morning at $70. Those options that I bought for $200 a contract sold. I sold them for $950 a contract, and it's still running. I got out, but it's still running right now. Now, God, do not chase this. I'm not suggesting. Do not take your hard-earned money and put it there as it's running right now, because God knows where it's going. But right now, it's soaring, but it'll pull back, and you don't want to get caught in that reversal. Yeah, don't do that. Don't. I don't want you to make that mistake. Georgia dog down on the lovely Emerald Coast says, Bill, I'm a big traditional college football fan. However, I cannot change anything happening in college football. Hate the changes, but I will embrace the evolution of the game. I believe Georgia and Florida State last year would have loved the new format. Well, I still love the game. I hope it stays that way. I think it will. Yeah, for now I think it will. L-Dog points out North Carolina's average age on their basketball starting five, I guess, is 22.2 years of age versus Oklahoma City of the NBA averaging 22.6. He goes, this is likely the surest way to win in college basketball right now. That is a good, that's a good measurement there. Wonder what Kentucky's at. Kentucky started, who'd they start? They started Reeves, Mitchell. Now, those guys are probably 22. They started Wagner, who's what, at 18, 19, point guard. They brought Dillingham and Shepherd off the bench, I believe, right? They started one of those bigs. It was a young guy, probably about 19. They got 3 7-footers. But one of them would start. Let's say they're 18, 19, and then you've got another player or two that I'm not remembering. But I'd say the average age of Kentucky was, somebody can look that up for me on the in their starting lineup, even though it's kind of hard. I'd say they've got 7 starters because Shepherd and Dillingham, I mean, they're better than the guys that they came in for. I'd say the average age probably of Kentucky is under 20. Jeff 2, Bill, I told the story in the past, but Johnny Vaught, and remember Jeff 2 went to Ole Miss. Johnny Vaught had his name listed in the phone book in Oxford. I called him and asked if I could go over and get a picture. He invited me and a buddy in, and we stayed for over an hour while he told stories. Said, I'll never forget that day. I can imagine. It's a picture of Jeff and the legendary coach, Johnny Vaught. So his number is listed, or back then, in the Oxford phone book. He picked it up, called him, come on over. Boy, those days. I was about to say, that's probably not the case today. Who do you think you could call right now, head coaches? And not that they're all jerks. They're not at all. Some of them are. But could you just pick up the phone and say, hey, Coach, Coach Saban, It's okay if me and a friend come over and visit you and Miss Terry. I know you don't know us, but just get some pictures, maybe talk for about an hour. That'd be hilarious. Or, yeah, call Urban Meyer and try that. Yeah, could we come over and hang out with you and Shelly? Me and a buddy? Maybe tell me some good old Gator Buckeye stories. That'd be funny. All right. Tomorrow, Brett Cianci, a Pick 6 previews Blake Ruffino down in the boot. Yeah. And maybe I add somebody. We'll see what happens there. The roulette wheel of guesting. We'll see what comes up for tomorrow. Lash Pop.